This is your friend John Walden. Let me share a verse with you from the book of Nahum, a little book in the Old Testament that most people pass by. It begins, "The Burden of Nineveh." And since most people don't recognize Nineveh as being anything of importance, they don't read the book very much. Actually, Nahum was the second prophet sent to the Gentile city of Nineveh. Jonah, you may remember, was sent there. Jonah didn't want to go. When he did go, the Lord used him to warn the people of Nineveh, and they turned to the Lord, and God spared the city. Here's the verse I want to share with you. Nahum, verses 7 and 8 of the first chapter. "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. The Lord is good, but..." Was the Lord good to Nineveh? I should say so. The third verse says, "The Lord is slow to anger." And God waited for these people, and when his messenger warned them of their sin, and they turned to him in repentance, God spared them. The Lord is good. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "The Lord is good to all." The Lord's been good to you. You may complain a great deal. You may feel that you haven't gotten all that was coming to you, and you might well be thankful that you haven't. You may complain about the Lord's dealings with you, but if you're honest about it, you'll have to say, "Yes, the Lord is good." The Lord has been good to us in sending His Son to be our Savior. The Lord has been good to us in sending His Holy Spirit into this world to convict us of sin and to bring us to Himself. The Lord has been good to us in sending His messengers to carry the gospel story to us. The Lord has been good to us in a temporal way. He's given us so much more to enjoy in this land than in many other lands. The Lord is good. But there's a time coming when God's patience is going to run out, as it did with Nineveh. When God sent Jonah to Nineveh, he said, "These people don't know their right hand from their left." But after they had heard the testimony of Jonah, they were a much more responsible people. And when Nahum was sent to them, they were reminded through the prophet Nahum of how good God had been to them in the past and of how much the Lord had done. And at the close of the third chapter, the close of the book of Nahum, he says, "There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous." So you see, these people had their opportunity, and now God says, "I'm good to you. I have been good to you. I'd like to save you, but with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies." You know, God's day of mercy is going to close one of these days, maybe much sooner than we think. And your personal day of mercy is going to come to an end. God has been very good to you. You've rejected His salvation. Or perhaps I'm talking to a Christian. God has been very good to you. You've grumbled and complained. You've been self-willed. You've taken your own way. You've lived for this world. God has been awfully good to you. It may be that God's patience will run out with this kind of thing. It may be that God is about to call you to Himself. If you're a Christian, the Lord will take you home. But He's not going to leave you here on this earth to dishonor Him. If you're not a Christian, your days are numbered. Your day of grace will come to an end, and you'll be taken away in judgment. The Lord is good. He proved this in giving His Son at Calvary, but His judgment is coming. Our Father, we pray for those who have rejected Christ, that they might turn to the Savior before it's too late, and help us who are Thy children to appreciate Thy goodness, and not to grumble, but to be subject to thee. In Jesus' name, amen.